The Vancouver Art Gallery was host to a Rubescent demonstration this afternoon as activists, community groups, and politicians joined in public protest against government cuts to local HIV/AIDS service providers. I spoke earlier today with David Swan, and here's what he had to say. So on the line, I have David Swan, Executive Director of AIDS Vancouver. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Swan.
Thank you for giving me some time.
I was hoping for those who weren't able to participate in the demonstration today at the Vancouver Art Gallery, maybe you could just walk us through what happened.
Absolutely. There was a turnout of about 60 people on the steps of the front of the Art Gallery. Spencer Herbert, MLA for the West End, from the NDP, spoke. And we were protesting the current raft of funding cuts that are coming down from the Ministry of Health through the health authorities, and particularly Vancouver Coastal Health Authority. So it's a three-phase cut process. They've just announced phase one cuts for December 1st, a bit of irony in that it was World AIDS Day. And they announced that AIDS Vancouver is being cut in the first round $263,000, which for an agency our size is astronomical. One new infection, according to the Ministry of Health, one new infection of HIV/AIDS in this province costs us $250,000. So if there's one new infection in the month of December as a result of that, they've canceled out what they've saved in this agency.
And so maybe you could speak to us about what it is that your organization accomplishes and what that money would have been spent on.
Absolutely. AIDS Vancouver is one of the oldest agencies in the country. We are in our 26th year. We have a staff of about 25 people and a volunteer base of 150 people. We have a case management program with seven registered social workers who see about 1,200 distinct individuals a year. We have a grocery program that runs 2 or 3 weeks out of the month. And each week we see between 600 and 700 people that we feed. We have a support program with 50 volunteers who are matched one-to-one with people providing practical and emotional support. And we have a prevention education department that goes out across Vancouver and the Lower Mainland providing workshops, trainings, and speakers on HIV/AIDS.
Today I also had the chance to speak with Spencer Herbert, MLA for Vancouver West End, who addressed the crowd at the Vancouver Art Gallery about the funding cuts. Here's what he had to say.
Today was a day of a whole bunch of groups, community-based health organizations, which work in the AIDS field, gathered to speak out against the BC Liberals' cuts to AIDS prevention programs. We've seen cuts for AIDS Vancouver, as an example, of about $250,000 cut from their budget. That'll affect their ability to do all the programs they do, as well as, I believe, these kinds of cuts will just cost the healthcare system more in the long run. And I say that because if you're able to prevent just one infection of HIV, you're saving the healthcare system $250,000. And so all of these agencies, whether it be AIDS Vancouver, Youth Co-AIDS Society, Native Health, BCPWA, Dr. Peter Center, all these groups do really crucial work in AIDS prevention as well as AIDS care, and they're getting chopped.
And so I guess kind of what you've touched on is the difference between prevention and treatment.
That's right.
And so do you think that there is quite a large role for the province to play in that type of prevention? Do you think that the responsibility should still lie with them funding it, or should it come through these types of organizations?
Well, I think the healthcare system, it's the province where the buck stops. It's the government who, in the end, sets up how we're supposed to address healthcare. And prevention should be one of our key goals as a province, because if you can stop the problem today, it's going to save you way more money down the road than if you just let the problem get worse. And we've seen that in all walks of life. There are cuts to addiction services, there are cuts to senior services, there are cuts to frontline health services, all have an impact on what happens later. You could even take that further to look at the level of poverty amongst children. We know the social determinants of health show that if you keep people in poverty, the chances are of their health being worse than if you actually address those issues early on and help them get out of that situation. You're going to be saving yourselves money. You could even take that to homelessness and the number of homeless people on the street. It costs the government more to keep people on the street than it does to get them housed, just because of the legal costs, the police costs, the health care costs, etc. So we need to be thinking proactively if we're going to deal with the health care crisis we've got. got in this province, and that's what we were speaking out about today at the rally at the Art Gallery with all the community-based health organizations.